This community update was brought to you by U-Radio. During Emergency Preparedness Week, the Manitoba government encouraged residents to be ready for emergencies with the launch of the new Manitoba Ready app. The app provides real-time, location-based alerts for severe weather, wildfires, road closures, and other situations. Alerts are a lot of help. But Jason Small with the Canadian Red Cross Winnipeg says preparation starts long before disaster even strikes.
Well, with our team across the country has been taking part in various events across Canada, just to encourage people to think about preparedness. It's the big thing is we really want all Canadians to prepare for an emergency when there's not an emergency happening. That's really the biggest thing. And I would say that's the best time to work on being prepared is when you're not under risk of a potential emergency.
Manitobans face a wide range of risks throughout the year, including flooding, wildfires, snowstorms, and power outages.
Well, we really encourage people to know what are the biggest risks in your community and where you live. So is it wildfires? Because obviously, as you said, that's a big issue here in Manitoba. Flooding is also an issue, especially close to the rivers. You have other issues such as there's potential for tornadoes, power outages. Heavy snowstorms can cause a great deal of power outages, as we saw back in 2019. So there are a number of risks, and also you need to just think about the risk of your home.
He says one of the most crucial steps is creating a plan for your family, saying that communication is key in any emergency.
And really, for all emergencies, you're looking at what are you going to do in case you have to evacuate? How are you going to evacuate? If, say, an evacuation happens and some members are home and some are not, how are you going to reconnect?
He recommends choosing a meeting place and setting up an out-of-town contact so family members can check in quickly. Another part of emergency preparedness is building an emergency kit. While ready-made kits are available for purchase online, Small says they should always be tailored to your family.
You can also buy a kit from the Red Cross, but we also have a whole thing there on how to build your own and things to consider. And things to consider, like with non-perishable food, some kits have those like ration kits. If you know you or your family are not going to eat that, don't put it in there. Put in what you know your family's going to eat, what you know your family's going to want.
Every kit should include essentials like water, food, a flashlight, radio, important documents, and a first aid kit, along with any personal items your household may need. These include medications or supplies for your pets. Small also points out that during an emergency, the toll on someone is physical, but it's also mental.
We also have psychological first aid programs. So those help people when they're dealing with disasters themselves and also how to help care for others. So those are other things to consider because the mental health aspect of emergencies is very real. And people are impacted, can be badly impacted in terms of mental health because of a disaster. So that's just something else to consider.
Finally, he says strong community connections can make a big difference in a crisis.
We also want people to build a network in your community so you know you have other people to work with. When you're in a disaster, also maybe there's people in your neighborhood who might be greater risk. You can help them out and you know to help them out. So that's just another aspect is know the risks of your community and build that network in your community so you can all work together in a disaster.
For more information on building an emergency plan or kit, you can visit redcross.ca. With U Multicultural and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ryan Funk.